The peace of Christ be yours. Examine yourselves to see whether you are really in the faith. Test yourselves to see whether you are, in fact, the genuine article. Or do you not recognize yourselves that Christ is living in you? Unless indeed you recognize there that you are not the genuine article, I hope you will realize that we are the genuine article. More and more I'm beginning to be of the impression and belief that Lent is less a time of preparation than it is simply descriptive of the life we are called to live. Certainly Paul here, at the end of this painful second epistle to the Corinthians, simply asks his hearers to examine themselves to see whether they are the genuine article. That will tell you, he says, whether you have heard what I have been saying and have received it. The whole letter is under the aegis of a dispute, what it means to be living the life of the resurrected one. Is it the life of the servant apostle, whose life is given over in humility and service, so that you might live? Or is it more like his opponents? Life characterized by signs of strength and might, and by what Adolf Schlatter calls a festive, victorious sense of self. No doubt what Paul has in mind. I speak to you only of Christ crucified, the power and wisdom of God. As the one called into the service of that one, I, as his apostle, live only according to the signs of the cross. That is the message of the living Lord. Now test yourselves. Yes, there is such a thing as introspection, and the necessary introspection of the heart and the soul. Test yourselves. See whether you are dokamos, the real thing, proved and tested, and revealing through the test that you are what the Maker intends. This Jesus living in you is the Jesus of Paul's preaching, the powerful crucified one, and the one in his cross, the powerful one. And so test yourselves out. Like Augustine in his Confessions, look deep inwardly, and what do you see? One passing a test, or one falling short? Do you see there no pride at all? Do you see there no anxiousness of life at all? Do you see there no guilt? Do you see there no hatred? No glimmer of despising? Do you witness there in your heart and soul only love for your neighbor and a total trust towards God? Test yourself out. Examine yourself fully to see whether you are still in the faith. That is to say, that reality of which my preaching speaks. that he was crucified in weakness but lives in the power of God. And is this not finally what Lent instructs us to do? This evangelical self-analysis that looks inward, not to see whether we have inward strength, but whether Christ crucified is there. Putting to death all passions of the flesh. And putting to death all weaknesses of soul. It is, if I recall, in his 10th book of his Confessions. St. Augustine, now having recounted his conversion, now speaks of that Christian life which he now has. He's still looking, typically Augustinian, inward into his heart. And he wonders what he still sees there, and what he still sees is the total bifurcated heart. What I will, I still do not, I'm not able to will. Even knowing God's goodness, I do not myself see the good in me. And so the more I look for what God has promised that he has given me and what I believe that he has given me, forgiveness, justification, and a new life, still I am thrown back upon his goodness. I do not see a Dokimos in me. I do not see one who is at the end, but still one who is in the sojourn of repentance and forgiveness. So we must live under the signs of repentance and forgiveness. That is the way of the power of God in the crucified one, who precisely in, not outside of or after, but precisely in his cross forgives. So not to be under the sign of that weakness. There is no life in betwixt and between the times. So Lent calls us to recognize our true self this side of the final judgment of sin, our sin, and the final judgment of death, our death. And to live a life in the certain recognition of our failure, as it is measured against the divine condescension of that pure love, which emptied all that he was and all that he had for us. So as the prayer written for the second Sunday in Lent would have us to pray, Thou Almighty God the Father has spoken to us by Him. May we hear and obey Him. Thou hast given to us an example in Him. May we walk in His steps. Thou hast bidden us to receive Him in faith. May we open our hearts to His gracious indwelling. Thou hast told us that no one comes to You but by Him. May we then see Him as the way to Your mercy seat. And you have called us to worship him. May we therefore give to him all our love, our praise, and our adoration. And we thank thee, O Heavenly Father, that you have not appointed us unto wrath, but to obtain the salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us. May then we ever live together with him.